A person shouldn't have a barrel. Litstad means you want to get a firm grip on the ground, like move around the barrel till it gets a good grip on the karka. You want litstad, get it down tight that it should stay flat on the ground. Dilma also lashvuya gumas, because anytime you're playing around with the dirt, you want to get a barrel, good grip on the ground. We're afraid you can smooth out the ground, and maybe there were holes there, and it's an issue to rise it in. So you can't move around the barrel on the ground to get a good grip, flatten it out. If you have again a barrel of wine that has a hole that the wine comes out, so you can't get a cloth and stuff it into the hole tight, because when you put the cloth inside the hole, you're going to come to schiti, you're going to come to squeeze it. Rashi sheikh means pach. Udra Rashi muchin. You want to put like shmatis. She soislim ben pia pach. You want to put cloth into the hole of the wine barrel. It's also to put it in there tight, because when you put it in there tight, you're going to make a schitam. You're going to wring out the yayin that's inside the cloth. That's also. Dilma also the schitam. We're afraid maybe you come to be schitam, you come to squeeze out the yayin inside the cloth. Omer of Kana. Tit shagabe bigdoi. Mamash lachas we learned yesterday. If you have dirt on top of your shirt, or on top of your jacket, you have some dirt. Tit means usually some mud got there. Tit shagabe bigdoi. You're allowed to rub your clothing on the inside. If you have a piece of mud here, you're allowed to go inside here and rub it off like this. Inside, you're allowed to rub it. Some type of shinui. But on the outside, to rub it like this, to make it go off, that's awesome. Because it looks like you're making libun. It looks like you're going to clean your beged. You could rub it. You're only allowed to do it inside. It doesn't look like you're going to clean your clothing. Because you're not putting any water. The Issa Malabin is like Trisa washing the begotten, we'll soon see. We'll learn today in Halacha, that's where you add water. Whenever you put water into your beggar, that's the Issa Diraisa. Here you're not putting water on it. You just want to rub it the way it is to get it off. So Mediraisa it's Mutta. But the Rabbanan said you can't rub it on the outside because it looks like you're going to wash it. So the answer is to do a shinui, only from the inside, rub it with your hands from the inside. That's mutter. Elim b'fnim. Omer Abav. Mesa, the kasha, tit shagabi manoloi. If you have dirt on your shoes, agabi manoloi, megaroi begav sakin. You're allowed to rub off the dirt with the back of a knife. V'shal bigdoi. Let's say you have dirt on your beged. Megaro v'tziporin. You're allowed to rub it off with your nails. O bovad shelo yechaschais. Bovad though you're not allowed to rub it though. Rubbing it is worse. The more my lav shelo yechaschais klal. Mashmi you can't rub it at all. But the more loy shelo yechaschais mevachutz. It just means you can't rub it from the outside. Elo mevifnim. But you're only allowed to rub it from the inside. We hold like this. Trashik yeh. So what says here, we saw yesterday in Halacha like this, is that the chiluk is like this. If you have a piece of mud here, so if you're stam going to take the back of a knife or even the front of the knife to take it off, that doesn't look like kibbutz. It doesn't look like you're washing the beged. We see klal what you're doing. You're just taking off dirt. So since the dirt is not like nivle inside the beged, it's like dirt on top, that's mutter. So with your nails, you could rub off the dirt. We only saw yesterday in Halacha that if it's dried out, that when you do it, it's going to crumple up into pieces, then it's also mishum teichin. But calls them on it's wet, or else it's one piece, that the whole piece comes off, then you're allowed to take it off. That doesn't look like kibbutz. Mashen kein, rubbing doesn't look like you just have taken off a piece of dirt. It looks like you want to clean the actual material. It looks like you want to get the material clean. That's daimut to kibbutz, that's daimut to libun, that's also. You're not allowed to rub it, but to scrape it off is mutter. If name is mutter. If name you ladder, rub it with them, because the same with the rice it's mutter. Because Kozman you don't put water, there's no way to kibbutz. It just looks like this. The bottom not made with a shinu it's mutter. You rub it in the inside it's mutter. Megarin manu chodesh. You ladder scrape on new shoes, manu chodesh, avalo yoshin, not old shoes. Trash avalo yoshin, shakofa devimach. Old leather, when you rub it with a knife, like, you're going to smooth out. That's called a machik. You're smoothing it down. So the Gemara. How do you scrub it? How do you, like, chodesh? You're saying a new shoe, though, new leathers, you're allowed to scrape it. B'mai, with what? Aravua begav sakin. He could do the back of the knife. Omalei Yehu Saba, Samri doch mikamehu. Take away this dinner from what I'm going to teach you. The Tony Rebbe Chia. Ein megarin, no, you're not allowed to scrape leather on Shabbos. Loimanu chodesh, not new shoes. Loimanu yosh, not old shoes. That's why we saw the halacha yesterday. Because when you come to scrape the leather with a sharp thing, something sharp like a knife, you're going to smooth out the leather. And smoothing out the leather, that's the issa mishum amachik. So you saw also, when you want to scrape off, you have mud on your shoes, and you want to scrape it off, you shouldn't scrape it off on a piece of metal, a sharp piece of metal, sticking out someplace. Because if you're going to rub your shoes on a sharp piece of metal, it's going to smooth out the leather itself, and that's the issa mishum amachik. So he says he's going to either rub it off on the ground or on the wall, albeit it's not something sharp. Right. For lo yisach es ragloi shemen vu b'toy chamano. He says, if you have your foot is in the shoe, you're not allowed to start now rubbing yourself with oil. Why? Because the oil is going to go directly into the shoe, and that's exera mishum ibud. It looks like you're working over the leather. When the oil goes into the shoe, it's mabit, it works over the leather. It's mahana the leather, it's also to do. It's doima turum lecha of ibud, of working on leather. So if you're wearing the shoes, you can't put oil into your shoes, into your foot. Or else if your foot is in the sandal, in the sandal, the same thing. What you're allowed to do is first, when your shoes, you have no shoes on, just your barefoot, you can put shemen, put oil on your feet. And then after your foot is full of shemen, you can put your foot into the mantle, into the shoe. Or else you can put it then into the sandal. Why? Because you didn't do it directly, the shemen into the shoe, so it's not nickel like you're going to be mabrit, and it's ain't a meskavin, it's mutter. You're allowed to pour shemen over your whole body, and then you could roll over a leather mat. Even though now the shemen is being misak in the mat, fight it, this mutter. Since it wasn't done directly, it's mutter. Trashi or sholot, a piece of skin. There's no chash. We're only talking about if you kavona, that you first put the shemen on your foot, and now you're putting your foot into the shoe, that you want the shemen to go into the shoe, is only to make it look nice. The tzachzuch, like to shine it. If you're only doing it to shine the leather, that's mutter. But if your kavanah is that you first put the shemen on your foot, and now you put your foot into the shoe, if your kavanah is to ma'abed the shoe, to make the shoe, the leather, better leather, then avadah it's yosa. For at the Gemara, la'abdah pshita. If you have kavona to ma'abed the shoe, avadrit sauces, that's nisa deraisa then. That's nisa ibud. Trashi el tzachzachoy. Lo yishonu de muta lo sach shem, lo rag de vnos of techamano, el ha shem iskav lo tzachzachol amano. It's only muta if your whole kavona is just to make it shine. So do shine, it's muta. Mashenka, if your kavona is that when you want to put your foot now into the shoe, to be ma'abed the shoe, to make the shoe, the leather better, that's nisa deraisa, avadrit sauces. But that's one kasha. If you ask kavon la'avda pshita v'sosa. For so another thing is shver, letzach tzachoy mi yika man d'shori. Even if you have a ferish kavona to shine the shoe, is that mutter? Who holds you allowed to put oil on the shoe to shine the shoe? So drashi letzach tzachoy mi shori, v'miskavin, ho yika l'migzer ot l'avdoi. Even though midiraisa shining it is no issa, there's only an issa if you ma'abid, you work over the leather. Rakopon and midirabonin is also to put shemen in the shoe, to shine the shoe, because the gzera oti, you put the shemen, amanasim abidit. So avad, if you have a ferish of kavonim to make the shoe shining, avad is still awesome midirabonin to put the shemen there. So the Gemara, Ella, iyit mahach yitma. This is the halach, this way you should learn it. Omer Rav Chizda, loishonu, when do we say it's mutter again to put the oil on your foot? And then put your foot into the shoe. Ella shir letzachzachoy. Hey Zavadi, you have no kavana now, even to shine the shoe. Your kavana was tam metchili. You put oil on your foot. You want to oil your foot. Now you put your foot into the shoe. It's mutter. What's the din of letzachzachoy? It depends how much oil you put on, how much shemen you put onto your shoe, your foot. You only is mutter if you put a small amount of shemen on your foot. Only a shil tzachzachoy. Al shil avdoi. But if you put so much shemen on your feet with chila, the shear that much shemen will be ma'abed the skin, the or, then it's osir. Even if you have stam kavona. You don't have that much shemen to start off with, that's not going to go into the shoe so much. It's only enough to shine the shoe. Even then, it's only mutter when you don't have kavana for this purpose. You had stam kavana to put the shemen on your foot, and now you decide to wear shoes. So you'll have to put your shoes on. Now the shemen will shine the shoe. That's mutter. Since you didn't have kavana, and there's only enough shemen on your foot to make the shoe shine, that's mutter. But if you put enough shemen on your feet, that this much shemen could be ma'avid the skin, ma'avid the shoe, then it's usur, even though you didn't have kavana for that. Tana Rabbanan, lo yetze koten b'mana gadol. A small person can't walk out with a bigger size shoe. And the svara is poshid, because it's going to fall off Rishus Rabbim, and we're afraid to come to carry it. Mashenka in a shirt or a jacket or a coat that he could wear, because no matter how small he is, it's not going to fall off. You put a shirt, good, it'll look mother on you, but it's not going to fall off. Only your shoe is the gzeir will come to fall off. There's only a lacha by an isha, b'mano meroifet. If you have a shoe that has a hole on the top of it, it's about noshma, very makpid. We're afraid that if they put it on and wear it, b'shus rabin, someone will laugh at them, and they'll take it off in the middle of b'shus rabin. So an isha can't wear a shoe that has a rip on the top of the shoe. Trashim merufet, karua melmal, if there's a rip on top of the shoe, an isha can't walk out with it on Shabbos. When people start laughing at her in the Shusar Rabbim, she'll be afraid she'll take it off and carry with it. So only an Isha is so makbet. She can't use it for chalitza either. The Yimcholtza, if she does it for chalitza, it's also ksheira. But the Yavar Abadim is kosher. An Isha, she bought new shoes and she didn't wear them at all before Shabbos, she's not allowed to wear shoes the first time on Shabbos to walk out with these shoes. Why? Only with an isha, if she didn't wear it yet before Shabbos. The isha makpedis, an isha is very makped about her shoes. If it doesn't have a perfect fit, she'll take it off. But let's say she wore it before Shabbos, then akira boy de mechaven ulo. Then she knows it's a right fit. Oz ain't a makpedis. Then she's not makpedis. But as though she didn't try it on before Shabbos, she wears it the first time at Shabbos, we're afraid. And the middle of Rosh Hashanah, she'll decide this is not a good fit. I'm taking it off. I'm not going to wear it no more. And we're afraid she'll walk with it Rosh Hashanah. So Nisha can't walk out with new shoes if she didn't wear them before Shabbos. Tony Bakapur. If she didn't go out with it a little bit before Shabbos, if she went out before Shabbos, then about with mutter. Tony Chod, one writer says, Shoimtin manol miagabel imus. Imus, that's the foot where they make the shoes on. What do you call it? The metal piece the shoemaker uses, that the fuss. Yeah, it's the metal piece that he puts the shoe in to make. So it's mutter. Tony Chod, the shoimtin manol, you're allowed to pull off the shoe out of this hold on Shabbos. Miagabel imus on Shabbos. Vetan Edith, another writer says, Ain't shoimtin. You're not allowed to take the shoe out of this hold that it's in. Lekasha. I tell you, it's a machlokes Reb Lezer and Rabbonin. If the shoe has the same shoe, is it called a kli or is it called not a kli? Reb Lezer Muksa. Trash ear. What's the machlokes? That's none. Mano shagabe imus. You have the shoe that's still on its form where it's being formed. The shoe is still on the metal where you make the shoe. Is Reb Lezer mitar? Reb Lezer, old that shoe is not called a kli yet. If the sheriff touches it, it's tar. So according to Reb Lezer, since it's not called a kli yet, it's muksa. You can't touch it on Shabbos. V'chamim etamim. The chamim say no, even though the shoe is still in its form, of it's still called, it's called a kli, and it could be mekabel tumah. So b'zada the chamim is called a kli, and it's not muksa. Marhon niichol a rava. This is only good according to rava. To yomar dov v'shem lachta liyisar bein letzarah gufay bein letzarah mekaymay muter. Then I'll tell you shaper. There is the shailer is a kol parim this form. Like the shoemaker's metal piece, that's called the malach d'liyisur. Hey, that form, what do you do with that form? You use it to make shoes on. And it's also to make shoes on Shabbos. So pshita, that metal piece is muksa. Now what do you have? You have the shoe on top of the form. Now even if you tell me the shoe is called the kli, but I call upon him, when you get the shoe out of the form, you can't just pull the shoe out. You have to also move the form also. You have to hold that metal piece and also try and pull it out. So Khru Yabim Metalto, this piece of Muksam. So good, the form is called the Klishal Nakhli Yitzharim, so you want to move it. Now when you move this metal piece, you're not moving the Tzarek Gufay. You're not doing it for the metal piece itself. It's only called Tzarek Mekaymai. You want the Mokam, the shoe is in the form right now. So you want to move the form out to be able to use the Mokam of the form to use the shoe. So that's cool. You want to be Metalto Klishal Nakhli Yitzhar L'Tzarek Mekaymai. Not to use the actual kli itself, just you want the makam where this form is. The form now is inside the shoe, and you want to use the makam, you want to use the shoe, so you have to pull the form out. So the marhon nichol rava, the amar dava shom lachli yisav. You have a kli that's on lachli yis, like a hammer is ben the tzarek gufay. You're allowed to move the hammer if you want to crack open a nut to use the hammer itself. Ben the tzarek mekaymei. Stam, you have the kli on the chair. You want to sit down. You got to take it off. His Mela Shapir, here also was good. You're allowed to move the form out of the shoe because you want to use the makam of the shoe now. Ela Labaya, the Yomatzer Gufay Mutter. Abaya says, no, even a Klisham Lachtel Yisr, it's only Mutter to move the hammer if you want to use the goof of the hammer itself. But Tzarek Mekayma Yasser, but if you want to move the hammer to use this makam, it's Yasser. So here, how could you move the form out of the shoe? You don't want to use the form itself, that's Muksam. You just want to use the makam. So it's also according to Abaya, Maikla Neymar. And the Gemara Hachem Mayaskina Brufuya. I think it's talking about where the shoe is not so tight on the form, and all you have to do is just pick up the shoe. Your taka don't have to move the form at all, so you're not being metatlit. The Tanya, Reb Yudu Aimer, Imhoi Rafa Mutter. If the shoe is loose, then Avad you can pick it off on Shabbos. So Chumad Mar Diik now, Chumad Mar Diik Hashan Rafa. Taima the Rafi. Why is the Mutter to move the shoe? Because the shoe is loose on the form. Hola Rafa, Holoi, Rafi. Mashmah, if the shoe would be tight on the form, that you can't stand pick the shoe off. But you also have to pull the form down. Mashmalai oblai basa then. So the marhoni yichal abaya. That's good according to abaya. The amar dava shomlach to yisr has this form. That's yisr litzara gufay mutter. It's only mutter to touch it litzara gufay. If you want to use the gufa form, here you don't want to use the form itself. The tzarek mekayma yasser. You only want to use the tzarek mekayma. It's also then shapir. It's good. Why it says here you're not allowed to move the form out of the shoe. So if the shoe is tight on it, that you can't just pick the shoe up. It's tak osser. It's only mutter to move the shoe when the shoe is loose. So all you have to do is just pick up the shoe. So the bay is good. El the rova. The yama ben the tzarek gufa ben the tzarek mekayma mutter. Rova says no. Every kli shom lachtel yisser. A beard has the same kli. You're allowed to touch it, even to use the makam where it is. So Bazai my ear roughly. Why does it say here you're allowed to take the shoe off? Because the shoe was only loose on the form. I feel it roughly. I feel it's not loose, even if it's very tight. So what do you have to do? You have to move the form. That should also be mutter according to Rava. Because the form is a kli, it's mlachtel yisr, but you want the makam. So the form now is in the shoe, you can't use the shoe. So you want that makam where it is, you're allowed to pull it away to use the makam. So why dask if it's loose? And the Gemara, Hahi to Rabbi Yehuda. Mishund Reb Lezahu. I tell you, no, that Reb Yehuda said it's only mutter if it's loose, because he's going according to Reb Lezer. That Reb Lezer says, Kol Zaman, the shoe is tight on its form, Bechal, it's not called a kli. The shoe is muksa. So according to Reb Lezer, when does the shoe become a shame kli? That's not muksa, when it's loose. When it's loose on the form, then it has a shame kli. The Tanya, Yehuda, why Mishund Reb Lezer? Him, why you rough a mutter? As Reb Lezer holds, Kol Zaman, the shoe is tight on the form, it's not called a kli. So the shoe itself is muksa. How about it? Then it's osur. You can't touch the shoe. But when it's loose, then you're allowed to touch the shoe, have the shame kli. That's why it says it's loose. Then Echamim, Loite Chachamim, that say that the shoe always has a shame kli. So the shoe is not muksa. So then Avad, it's mut even to pull the form out of the shoe. Because Lalach, we held like Rava, that a kli shem lach to liyisr, Avad is mutter, even with Zerk Mekoyman. Yehadim Lalach HaTaylim. Yeshun Beis Tes. Mutter litain mayim. Mutter litain mayim agabe mano l'shach shechoy. If you have dirt on your shoes, you're allowed to pour water on your shoes. It's on a shoe like a leather, hard leather. There, stomp pouring water is not called kibbutz. It's not called living washing it yet. So just to pour water on the shoe, to let the dirt come off, that's mutter. But to wash it, da'ainu, sad zeh, if you want to put water on your shoes, I'm asked to rub the shoes one against the other, then tak mitzosa. Because there is shayach kibbutz on leather, but since leather is harder, just pouring the water on leather is not called kibbutz. The only if there is, if your mom has rub the leather together. But just pouring water on leather is mutter. You're allowed to pour water on your shoes on Shabbos to let the mud come off it.
Avo beged mashenken a klua. That's much thinner. It's not thick. It's not stiff. It's smooth. Sheyesh olav lichla. So the Mechaber says if you have a dirty beged that has dirt on the beged, osar afil l'shachshechay. And this is an issa d'iraisa. If you have a dirty spot on your beged or on your shirt, and you want to just pour the water on a dirty spot, that's the derech kibbutz. That's an issa d'iraisa of bimalavin, cleaning your begodim. It's also to pour water on dirty spots on your beged. So the violence mantra from the Mechaber is only also if the beged is dirty. Mashma, if the beged will be a clean beged, there'll be no issa to pour water on it. That's where the Mechaber holds. So still seen the Ramor Chumra, even that's also. So, Kol, if you have dirt on your beged, you're not allowed to even just pour the water there. Ela mekan choy b'mesatrit. You're allowed to wipe it off though with a shmata. If you have a ketchup stain came on your beged, take a handkerchief and just a towel, a shmata, and just rub it off. Bekal, v'loy b'doichik. You shouldn't rub it into your beged. Pen yischoy. Because maybe then you come to squeeze it out of your beged. And tchit is also awesome. So the answer is to rub it off. Or some people say take a knife. Take a knife and just be negarit off your beged, that's mutter. Hagos, Dr. Moore, O beged shein olav lichluch. Let's say you have a clean shirt. You have no dirt on your shirt at all. Mutter loses olav mayim water. You're allowed to pour a little bit water on your shirt. That's one sheet in the Moore. Of a beloy merubin, but to pour a lot of water, even on a clean shirt, is also shema yitzchus. But the rabbonin is also, because the gzera made you come to squeeze it out. So this is the same sheet like the mechaber, that the only issa liblin is, it has to be a derech where there's dirt and the beged. Then pouring water is cleaning it. But kolzumah, the beged is clean, vice is not shaykh a real liblin. So even to pour a little bit of water is mutter. But to pour a lot of water is awesome. And the rabbanim maybe come to squeeze it out. Of the yesh oimrim, some say no, another shita, the chol inyan, it's awesome. The yesh oisrim is b'chol inyan. It's awesome anything. It means any time you pour water, anytime you pour water onto your beged, even though it's clean, still it's offer. And the Chur, according to this shita, is in the base yeis b'shem matur, it's an issa d'iraisa. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says about the metchil, you should be machmer, because the suffix is in issa d'iraisa. So if you have a clean beged, you're not allowed to pour water onto your begodim. Because there is a shita that holds that by begodim, just pouring water onto it is an issa of kibbutz. It's also in d'iraisa. One sheet there is only if it's a dirty beged. The other sheet is no, even though it's a clean beged, you're not allowed to pour water onto it. I swear we had sometimes the Gemara, it's mashma, you're allowed to mashma, you have to kasha then. If you have a puddle of water and you're going to see your Rebbe, you're allowed to go through the water. So how could you walk into the water with your clothing? You're getting your clothing wet. And the Chur is to the right according to the Shita. You're not allowed to put water onto your clothing. So Teretz says, like the Mogen Avraham says in Chof, V'yesh Oishrim, or the two derech lichluch shari. According to this shita, if you're doing a derech lichluch, like lamosho, when you're wiping something, if you have some dirt on the table, and you want to take a shmata and clean it off, derech lichluch, that's not an issa kibbutz. Who wasn't like there? You're walking through the mud. You're walking through the dirty water. So since you're walking through dirty water, derech lichluch, that's no issa d'iraisa. Who didn't someone say when you wipe your hands, if you have your hands, you wash your hands, now you want to wipe it on a towel. It's mutter to wipe it on towel because that's called derech lichluch. According to this shittah, anytime you put water in it on a beged, it's an issa kibbutz. So how could you wipe your hands when your hands are wet? You're putting water into the beged, into the towel. How could you wipe the towel? The teretz is that's called derech lichluch. Since that's not called derech kibbutz, that's not a way of cleaning the towel. If anything, if I care, you're putting the dirt of your hands into the towel, derech lichluch is mutter. So according to this shita, it's only yosam if you put pour clean water, or else put your shirt into clean water. Just dipping your shirt into clean water, that's also according to the shita. And Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir the shita. Try not to pour water onto any begodim or put any begodim into water, even though the beged is clean. But haroiches yada, if you wash your hands, toiv lenagvam bekoyach, it's good metchila to rub them. Rub your hands together, b'koyach. In order to get as much water off your hands before you start wiping them, as much water you can get off. Before you wipe them on a towel. Why? Because they're saying that when you wipe it in a towel, like some sheets, you're putting the water into the towel, you shouldn't do it. No, you don't have to be b'choshe for the sheet. Le'aminon shriyas beged zel kibusayim v'kai gavna. Like we said, the ein zeh rak derech lichluch. Since when you're wiping your hands in a towel, that's called derech lichluch. That's the way you get something dirty. So that has nothing to do with cleaning. There wouldn't be any yisur kibus on this. You know, you don't have to be makbid to wipe your hands, like to rub your hands well before you start wiping it, because since it's derech lichluch, you could be mutter. And the ma'isa v'chein noigim. That's the minig olam that we're not makbid before we wipe our hands, but after to get all the water we could off the hands. Because at this svarim, since wiping your hands is derech lichluch, that's not, it doesn't look like kibus. It's not called derech kibus. It's mutter even with rabbanim. L'chein mutter l'nagiv yodov v'beged shehitol boy tinik meraglayim. Same thing, they have like a diaper. You're allowed to wipe your hands on a diaper. K'day levatlo. If you want to mevatlo, if there's a lot of meraglayim and you want to take away the smell, so you want the water to go into this. It's mutter. Why? The ain't there rak derech lichluch. You're not stop pouring water onto the diaper. You're wiping your hands on the diaper. So wiping your hands is not a derech cleaning. It's a derech lichluch. It's mutter. B'yalma. But to pour water onto a diaper, that's also. Because pouring water into the diaper, if I can, that's also according to everybody. Because the diaper is dirty. And now you're pouring water onto a dirty begid, that's mamash derech kibbutz, that's mamash also midiraisa. So to pour the water directly onto the diaper, that's midiraisa. The only answer is that if you want to wash your hands and then wipe your hands on the diaper, that's mutter. That's called derech lichluch, that's mutter. Right. You know, mishen eslachlech yodav betit. If your hands got dirty, betit with mud. Your hands got muddy, dirty. Is mekan choy, how do you wipe it off now? The zon of asus, the tail of asus. So it's a shaylai, maybe it's mukseh. Some say some was cut off. Some want to say, no, it's mechuba to the begid, it's mechuba to the animal, and the zon of itself, just to hear, is not mukseh, no, a shaylai for mukseh. Or the zon of aporah, the tail of aporah. Or the mapa kosher, also a very thick mapa, a thick towel. That's used to get the koitzim, the thorns in it. Because then you're not makbid about washing it. But you can't rub your hands off with a regular towel. If you have dirty hands, mamish, they're shmustig hands, and now you're not allowed to wipe it on a towel. Why? But the Rabbanon is also, because usually in the middle of the weekday, if you take dirty hands and wipe it on a towel, right away you do is put the towel in the washing machine and start washing it. So the Rabbanon is also to wipe your hands on a towel on Shabbos. So I saw the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that the Ma'is of the Olam is not nizer in this. We're not mocked, but by the everybody wipes the hand on a towel. So he says this there doesn't apply to Zman Azir. Because today, even in the middle of the weekday, nobody, as soon as the towel, you wipe your hands on a towel, you right away take the towel and throw it away to wash it. That's what towel is made for. You wipe your hands once, twice, three, four times. You don't start washing the towel until it's mamish full of dirt. So, Mela, we're not makbid, but as soon as we wipe it one time to throw it and wash it, therefore you could be makel on this. And that's the minig of them. Even though your hands are dirty, you go and wipe the hands on the towel. But mashma, if the minig is the middle of the weekday, that as soon as you wipe it, right away you take the towel and throw it into the washing machine, then it should be also do it on Shabbos. Right, you'd be. Also, l'nagev kois. You can't dry dishes on Shabbos, mikra din. Show you by mine, if you have dirty, wet dishes, you can't dry them. Or yayin b'mapeh, mishum, the osig lidei schita. Because we're afraid you're going to come to, you come to wring out the towel. So you can't wipe it, can't wash them on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham just says, l'dom l'mashe menagiv yodah b'mapeh. Before we said you could wipe your hands in a towel. So k'lefish yodah meluchles. The other teretz is because your hands are dirty. So that's called derech lichluch. Mashiach, and here we're talking about the dishes are already clean. You clean the dishes. So the water on the dishes is the clean water. So you're putting clean water into the towel, that's awesome. But the mice again, I saw the other Aruch HaShulchan says, the mice were not makbid on this. Everybody washes the, everybody